Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
One prayer we are praying this night is, Father, give me rest. I didn't hear you say, Father, give me rest. When you have rest, the wrestling stops. When you have rest, you be at peace. When you have rest, nothing is pursuing you again. You have rest with God, with men, with yourself and your environment. If God does not give you rest, you cannot have rest in life. No matter how you plan your life, if God doesn't give you rest, your wrestling continues. Exodus 33 from verse 13 to 15, it says, Now therefore, Corissa, God bless you. That was a beautiful one. Now therefore, if I found grace in your sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation, they are your people. Verse 14. And he said, My presence shall go with you. Let me finish the rest. And I will give you rest. Don't forget, I already gave verse 14. And he said, My presence shall go with you. And because my presence is with you, I will give you what? Rest. I want to pray for somebody before I read verse 15. In every area of your life, may God give you rest. Yeah. Verse 15. And he said to him, If your presence will not go with us, don't even carry us from here. So I pray for somebody here right now. You are receiving divine rest all around in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. To be at rest is to have a break. To be at rest is to be at peace. To be at rest is to have a break, a big bang. Thank God. I pray for somebody here today. May God give you a big break. No, you say you have a break. Have a break means I want to go and rest. You leave work. Now, it's not going to be a short break. You know, there's a short break, there's a long break. I pray for you if you are ready. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the Lord give you a very big break in the name of Jesus. Yeah. To rest means to have respite from battle. That means it's a cease battle. It's a ceasefire. Yes. I heard somebody said, every night, he will wake up and pray from 12 to 4. Every night. And I said, why? And he said, immediately he closed his eyes like this. It's either they want to shoot his head or they want to shoot his tummy so he can sleep. So now turn the unrest to prayer. Every unnecessary, stupid vigil that you have adapted to because you are looking for rest, may there be a ceasefire in your life and you shall have rest in the name of Jesus. Yeah. A young boy, the mother brought him to the church on a former site. When he finished his work and was about to start to enter into university, and the mother said, every night this boy will not sleep because when he closes eyes at night, it's either they want to run him over or they want to kill him. So in the afternoon, he sleeps in the class. And the mother said, how will he go through university? So I told the boy, at a particular time of the night, he will call me as a few weeks ago, that boy has finished university. As a last week or last 2 weeks, the boy has finished his NYSC. I asked him, give God a clap, give God a clap. Now I asked him, glory to God, how far now? He said, Daddy, those really, they left me alone. No. Every afternoon, he can't sleep. He will be sleeping. So no matter the lecture, I'll be sleeping. But God gave that boy rest. I want to pray for somebody here today. Some of you, you are just looking at me. You don't believe prayer work for you. Now you know prayer is working for me. If it's not working for you, I don't know what you are doing in church. But I pray for people that still believe in God. Are you there? Oh, yeah, say amen before I pray for you, sir. May God give you rest. Even the rest your father did not enjoy, may you enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Come closer. Let me read for you again. Exodus 13, verse 14, Amplified. Exodus 33, verse 14, Amplified. And the Lord said, so your rest is embedded and encoded in the presence of God. My presence shall go with you. And because God's presence is with you, he said, relax, because you are going to have rest. Now let me enter into your home. In that your home, God will give you rest. Yeah. You don't want it. In your business, God will give you rest. Yeah. You don't want that one again. In your career, God will give you rest. Yeah. In your finance, the Lord will give you rest. Yeah. In any area you are looking for rest, are you ready? The Lord will give them to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for now, shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. So, rest in life is inside the presence of God. Anywhere there's no presence of God, there is no rest. When I pray with someone and I tell you, go, I have rest. Oh God. Heaven and earth will pass away. It's going to be possible. But I tell you, I have peace about it. Go. When I'm having this unrest in me, and I'm talking, I tell you, this thing. Somebody said, you are not God. You are not God. For the fact that you don't have rest, or somebody that don't have rest. Me, I have rest. Rest, Yoshi. I said, this thing, let's pray very well. He said, no. He said, me, I'm not even that. I have peace with myself and with God and with the majority. So I said, okay. He said, Daddy, just tell me God will go with me. So me too, I did my hand like this. The Lord will go with you. I pray for you. The presence of God will never leave you alone. Yeah. One of my sons wanted to travel. And he came to my office. And he came with a very big television like this. He wanted to use the gift to cover my gift. Because a man's gift make a way for him. When I saw big television, I said, thank you. Put it aside. I said, Daddy, as I'm going now, I'm on my way to America. Which America is going to? France. I said, okay. He said, pray for me. And the Lord said, I am uneasy about where you are going to. I said, that passport in your hand, there's something is wrong with it. He said, Daddy, don't worry. I said, you will land in France and you will be back tomorrow morning. I said, and you know why. So he left. And now in the airport, when they first clear you on the counter, when you're about to enter the plane again, they are going to start to check all over again. So they cleared him. So the guys that would check from that place to enter, and the guy said, come, my guy, come. This thing you are holding, you know, say this is not your face. Tomorrow morning you come here. You will follow this plane. My guy, go back home. From the mouth of two witnesses. Before I knew it, he came to church again that day. I said, "What? You did not fly? Your television is still in the church." Go and carry, I'll be looking at your vision there. Go and carry your television. He said, that you are the one that use mouth. I said, I use mouth. The person in the airport to use mouth. Once you are not at peace, the presence of God is not in it. The presence of God is not in it, it's not going to work. When the presence of God is in it, let me tell you, you have peace like a river. There could be storm everywhere. Just say, I have peace. I want to pray into your future. Even the future you are yet to enter, may God give you rest about it. Oh my God. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your rest. In my life, in my home, in my business. Lift up your voice and receive God's rest. Oh, they are not praying here. I receive your rest. Lift up your voice and pray. No matter the storm in your office, you are expectant, still receive rest. You can't eat anymore. Why? I receive your rest. Father, I receive your rest. Concerning this issue, lift up your voice and concerning this issue, I receive your rest. Lift up your voice and cry to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your voice and say, I announce that my season of rest starts now. Are you ready to pray? Somebody call me and say, sir, next tomorrow, the landlord is coming. I can't eat. She said she wants to die. Ah, why? He said she doesn't know. She said she has run for 63 days. It remained 2 days more. The landlord is a very wicked man. He comes with mobile police. Ah, daddy, he wants to die. And I said, put your hand on your chest. He said, sir, which prayer are we going to pray? Sir, it's just 2 days. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I receive the rest of God. Somebody say, I receive God's rest. Let's pray, everybody. With your voice, say, let me hear you. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Say, I announce that my season of rest starts now. Say, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Announce it to yourself. My season of rest. Announce it. My season of rest. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you know that when the promise of God comes to pass in your life, you have rest? I say, Father, let all your impending, they are pending. So you understand now? Father, let all your promises begin to come to pass in my life. They are not here. Say, Father, all pending promises concerning my life and destiny, let them be implemented. Let them come to pass. When it's promises, when it comes to pass, then you have rest. It's promise of greatness. It's promise of lifting.
His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness.
Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus, never pray. Father, you watch over your word to perform it. Say, let me hear you. let all your word concerning my life come to pass. Say, Father, you watch over your word. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Let all your word concerning my life come to pass by fire. I receive my rest. Lift up your voice and pray. This was most surely come to pass. He will never lie. Come to live. His words must surely come to pass. He will never lie. Let your word come to pass, Lord. Your word must surely come to pass. Never lie. Somebody, are you praying? His words must surely come to pass. He would never lie. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. See, every confusion, every stress in my life, giving me unrest, Father, remove them from me. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Every confusion, every stress, and He is able, abundantly able. Somebody, are you praying to deliver, then to save? God is able. Abundantly able to deliver those who trust in Him. You better cry to God. And I have no other but you. You better cry to God. I have no other God. You have done what no man has done. You will do what no man can. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, give me uncommon rest. Father, give me uncommon break. Yes, when I say break, that means uncommon break. You are on a long break. We finished praying, and I told the woman, go and take a cold bath. She said, no. My doctor told me, no. I said, Omitutu, go and take a cold bath. So she went and took, and I said, go and sleep. Off your phone. Off your phone. So she off her phone. She went to sleep. After 24 hours, she on the phone, and somebody she has blessed 15 years ago was looking for her. There is power in prayer. Every service for somebody, may this service be for you. Yeah. Father, give me uncommon rest. Do you know that when you are looking for 50,000 naira, and the owner of that 50 naira is a mad person? Some people mad though. Because of 50,000 naira, they can hear the NTA. And that man gave her exact money that I remember 15 years ago you helped me. Thank you, my sister. Please don't say small. I'm sending you 550. Please manage it. And that one was praying for him again. Praying for her. God will bless you, man. As they are praying, the money enters into this thing. He said, sir, I heard Oha and Fufu. I said, what is Oha? He said, Oha soup. I said, okay. Oha, Aloma, de Oha, moe. Oh, hello to Jet. Oh, I have a Father. Almighty Father. I'm not hearing you. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I have a Father.
My Father, give me uncommon rest. Give me uncommon break. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Give me rest that is not common. Let people look at me and know that God has answered me. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. I have a Father. Are you praying? I have a Father. Almighty Father. King of kings and Lord of lords. Give me rest, Lord, of common rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Is somebody pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me rest from all and every form of attack. Give me rest from attack, O Lord. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Attack is too much. When you use all your life to fight, when are you going to rest? Give me rest from attack. All the eating in the dream. All the fighting in the dream. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Give me rest from attack, from pain, from infirmity. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest. Is somebody praying? We are praying now. Some people are looking at us. Give me rest, Lord. From pain, from sickness, from poverty, from delay, from shame. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest. If you can pray, I congratulate you. Father, give me rest. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray. Say, my life and my head. You will not reject the power of rest. Even the Bible says God rested. My life will not reject rest. My head will not reject rest. Are you here to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to my life and my destiny. I speak to my head, that my head and my life, you will not reject the power of rest. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are they praying here? You can't use all the days of your life to be fighting. You fight in marriage, fight over children, fight in the dream. You will not die in Jesus' name. My life would not reject the power of rest. You wake up, your mind is always heavy because of the people you are owing. My life receive rest. My head receive rest. Somebody, are you praying? Everybody, are you praying? Everybody, are you praying? Everybody, are you praying? In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Carry your Bible to show something that when you have rest, you have space for performance and productivity. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 8. Let me show you something there. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 8. Please look at it very well. Look. Please, you may be seated. Please sit. Look at it very well. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, you have shed a lot of blood abundantly and has made great wars. Thou shalt don't build me any house. Don't build any house in my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my skull. Say, God said that myself that's a man of war. David, Otipanyo, continue. Verse 9. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. Don't forget this. So, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies. Somebody say amen to that one.
Yeah.
Round about him, he will have, he will live in the enemies, and he will have. Solomon did not fight one war, internally and externally, for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give him peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. In your days, may God give you peace.
Yeah.
Verse 10. Everybody, I want to read verse 10. He shall build me a house. Listen to me. The reason why you have not built in life is because there's no rest. When you have rest, you buy land. You start building. But when you don't have rest, he will sell the land, he will sell the building, he will sell his family. He shall build a house for my name. And he shall be my son. And I will be his father. And I will establish his throne of his kingdom over Israel. For what? Forever. Don't forget this word. Somebody pray, say, Father, I am tired of fighting. I'm not hearing you say, Father, I am tired of fighting. Every word around my life. Cease in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Every battle around my life. Somebody say, I am tired of fighting. I am tired of war. Somebody, you are not praying again. Somebody, you are not praying again. I am tired of fighting, Lord. Every battle around my life is somebody praying. In Jesus' name we pray. Our battle differs just as faces are different. Yeah, somebody say after me. Say after me, Father, every spiritual battle. Every financial battle. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Say every marital battle. Say every environmental battle. I'm not hearing. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them expire now. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Let the battle cease. Are you praying here? Are you praying here? Somebody, you are not praying, no. Spiritual battle. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 weeks ago, a man and a wife came here for counsel concerning their son. And he said, sir, this young man, this is the guy you want to marry. This was the same boy that when he was in secondary school, stroke university, his man, he was impotent. We fought that battle, God saved him. They thought he was fine. Now he's about to marry, and they closed my eyes, and the Lord said, forget about this marriage first. The boy is working, I'll be saying yes. I said, that office, very soon, they go finish him. Small boy, just working office now to 1 year. And the man said, talk to him. I said, young man, he said, sir, you know, he said, from the first day, he said, three people have told him that you can't last here. I said, you will outlast all of them.
Amen.
fresh from university. What do you want from a young boy? It's battle. May God give you rest. I'm not hearing. I said, may God give you rest. You know how many times I received threats from pastors? Where are you? Where do you come from? Who taught you? Who trained you? Where do you belong? Let us go and ask God. I want you to pray. Say, Father, instead of battle, surround me with rest. That means you turn to this place, rest. You turn to that place, rest. You turn to that place, rest. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, instead of battle, surround me with rest. Give me rest round about. Lift up your voice and pray. Give me rest round about. Give me rest round about. In every area you are facing war, receive rest round about. Are you praying here? Every area of my life. Father, give me rest. Are you praying here at all? Are you praying here? Are you praying here now? In Jesus' name we pray. If my father is the God of war, then I shouldn't be man of war. Babe, I'm telling you the truth. When a father has fought war, the children should be at peace.
Yes, sir.
There are some things I've gone through, my children must not go through it. It's a lie. They must not.
Yes,
are you ready to pray? Say, Father.
Father.
I'm leaving this side. Say, Father.
Father.
Change my name.
Change my
from the man of war
to
a man of rest.
Amen.
Benny. To a man of what?
Man of rest.
Do you know if you don't sleep for one day, people will know where they see your face.
Yes,
do you know how many days you have not slept? You know why you wake up at midnight, you will be, and you wake, after you don't sleep again, there is battle in your life. If there's no battle in your life, immediately from as you are weeping, you're like that. Because, oh my God. Are you ready to pray? You know how many times you have to, you watch, you know. You are finished, you just wake up, you sit down in bed, you pray 1 hour, you open your eyes like this, and you are going to office in the morning. Change my name, Lord. From a man of war. From a man of war. To a man of rest. Give me rest. By force. By fire. By mercy. Change my name. Lift up your voice. They are not praying. Are you praying at all? Is somebody praying here? Are you praying here? I receive a new identity. Receive a new identity. God is changing your name to a woman of peace and rest. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Father, empower me to conquer every battle around my life and give me rest. Empower me, O Lord, to conquer. Say, I overcome every battle around my destiny and I receive rest. Lift up your voice, everybody. Lift up your voice. Everyone pray to God. Everyone pray to God. I overcome every battle. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a kind of rest that you have that you build a house. Say, Father, give me the rest that will make me build. Benny, you build company, you build factory, you build house, you build your marriage. Give me the rest that will make me build. I'm not here. Say, Father, give me the rest that will make me build. Say, give me the rest that will make me leave a legacy. Lift up your voice, everybody, and pray like that. Somebody tired of praying? Somebody tired of praying? The rest that will make you build in life. You better pray to God. As you are praying, God is answering us. There is a rest that allows you to build. You build your career. You build your life. You build your home. You build houses. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. When you have rest, you are not at the mercy of any man. Your enemies are at your mercy. Show me. Joshua chapter 21, verse 44. Look at it. Everybody, look at everybody. Read. One, two, go loud. And the Lord gave them what? How? According to all that is well unto their fathers. You see that? And there stood no man of their enemies. So you are not at the mercy of your enemy, they are at your mercy. Are you ready to pray? Oh God, are you ready to pray? Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me rest that will make my enemies to be at my mercy. Give me the rest that will make me never to be at the mercy of any man. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and loud and pray. Give me the rest. Are they praying here, sir? You better pray now. You better pray now. You better pray. Everybody pray. I refuse to be at the mercy of my enemies. Put them in my hand, Lord. Put my hands on their neck. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 14 verse 3. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give you rest from your sorrow. Amen. And from fear. Amen. Look at it. And from heart bondage. Amen. Say, Father, give me rest from sorrow. Can I pray for you? Amen. You will not cry over your children. Amen. I'm not hearing him yell. Can I pray for you? May God give you rest from fear. Amen. And may God give you rest from heart bondage. Amen. Isaiah 14 verse 6, look at it again. And the Lord, that's what it says. And it shall come to pass that the Lord will give you rest from your sorrow and from thy fear and from thy heart bondage. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the many days of my life, give me rest from sorrow. Give me rest from fear. Give me rest from heart bondage. Will you please lift up your voice and pray? Will you please lift up your voice and pray? Hey, somebody is not praying here. Somebody is not praying here. In the remaining days of my life, me, I'm praying, O Lord. Give me rest from sorrow, Lord. Give me rest from fear. The fear of the unknown. Give me rest from heart bondage. Are you praying? Rest from sorrow, Lord. From fear and from heart bondage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, never pray.
Amen.
Finally, 2 Chronicles 15, verse 15. All the promise of God for your life shall be implemented.
Amen.
Look at it. Read this, everybody. And all Judah had the oath, for they are sworn with their heart and sought him with their heart, whole desire, and it was found of them. Now continue from the colon. And the Lord gave them a where? Mention your name. I, Olufemi Akiola. I receive rest round about. Say, I receive complete rest. I receive physical rest. I receive spiritual rest. Say, I receive financial rest. Say, I receive relationship rest. I receive uncommon rest. I receive rest round about. Anyone you remember, will you pray? Complete rest. Financial rest. Anyone you remember, mention it. I receive rest. All around rest. Mention your name. Mention your name. Concerning your children. I receive rest. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Remember Matthew 11:28? Remember Matthew 11:28? He said, come unto me. The heavy laden. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. As many that are here tonight, and as many that are watching me right now, all that will come watch this video later, the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will deliver you from stress. There are responsibilities that when they come, your rest is removed. May God pay your bills and make you fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Every children bills, rent bills, your responsibility, the one you cannot carry, family responsibility, may the Lord carry them for you and give you rest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Power to meet up with what you are supposed to do with life. So that your mates will not ask, how now they do them like this? Receive that rest now in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, come unto me. We have come to you, Lord. And now decree the peace you promise us. The rest you promise us. We receive that rest now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every form of confusion in your life. Every form of stress in your life. Every form of delay in your life. Every form of oppression in your life. Every form of hindrance in your life. I command them to let go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I pray for you. By the power in the blood of Jesus. May your case, your story be different from others in the name of Jesus Christ. How did Solomon do it? That there was no single lifting of a sword in his time. In the remaining days of your life, the Lord take up your battle and give you all round rest in the name of Jesus. What finish others will not finish you. The reason why you are having unrest, the Lord is removing it in the name of Jesus. Concerning your health, God will give you rest. Not hearing you. Concerning your children, God will give you rest. Concerning your marriage, God will give you rest. I pray for you. Concerning your expectation, God will give you rest. What you are waiting for, the Lord will bring it to your doorpost. What you are pursuing, they will pursue and meet you in the name of Jesus. You will not serve God and end as a failure in the name of Jesus. So today I decree, according to what God says, I should pray for you, receive your rest in the name of the Father. I'm not hearing you. Receive your rest in the name of the Son. Receive your rest in the name of the Holy Spirit. As you sleep tonight, you will sleep in rest and wake up in rest in the name of Jesus. Many people sleep, but their night was not restful. I pray from now, may your night be restful. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May you have the reason to thank God, even this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Lord. Any powers scattering what you have gathered, I cause them to leave you alone in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me? Any power gathering, you don't get anything from anything you put your hands on. This time around, this table has turned against your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your rest and come back with your testimony. As you go to your work tomorrow, I pray what you will meet there will be different from what you have been seeing before in the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Your rest has started. Your rest has come. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Will you jam your hands together to the Lord?
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.